This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A little less than 10 hours away from the NFL draft, and the chatter is intensifying, reaching a critical peak of, well, what about this? What about that? Did you hear about this? What do you think about what this guy had to say? Or did you hear what they had to say? It's flying around a million miles a minute. That's why you need an Odyssey NFL insider like Jason Lockenfora. He'll join the show in just 1 minute here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Top of the hour, we get Matthew Friedman's latest mock draft as well. He's been with us throughout the process. Our own BetQL Daily mock draft in 1 hour from now. See how many picks we can get through in the first round. Lightning bets before we wrap up the show as well. Ideas on who the first defensive player off the board may be. How many quarterbacks in the first round? How many corners? How many offensive linemen? From the Washington Post and 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfora joins us now. His one and only, because he ain't got time for 2.0 and 3.2 and all these other mock drafts. His one and only mock draft in the Washington Post yesterday. He sends J.J. McCarthy to the New England Patriots at number 3 overall. Jason, first of all, good morning. Thanks for making the time on a very busy day. Second of all, McCarthy to the Patriots. Why is that where they go at number 3 rather than Drake May, you think?
Just sort of playing a hunch. Look, I firmly believe McCarthy is, you know, has been in the mix with Washington, and there are people in that building who, you know, think he can be an excellent winning NFL quarterback. At the end of the day, I think they lean to the kid with the sort of athleticism that can't be taught, right? Can't be coached, can only be cultivated. But I think if you're New England and you're going to play with this kid right away, and they saw like what losing football did to Mac Jones, right? And how some kids can handle it and some kids can't. And who can continue to go into a huddle in what might be a 5-win season and sort of keep everybody somewhat focused, who can continue to command the veterans' attention, who can prevent things from splintering and end the season ascending rather than end the season with questions mounting about, boy, just how inexperienced is he? Like, just how ready or not ready was he for this? So I could see that ultimately resonating with the Patriots, who I've heard, again, now you can go back to my reporting in the Washington Post in November. Like, I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't care where any of these kids go. But evaluators I trust have been telling me McCarthy's going to be in play at multiple picks in the top 4. Like, just trust us. Like, believe me. And I believe them. And I think it's proving to be the case. And, you know, like, he's a winner. He just absolutely wows people. I'm not a big pro day guy. But multiple GMs who are at that pro day who are not taking a quarterback, like, told me it was pretty wild. Like, this kid has continued to wow people, and he comes from a pro-style offense, and Harbaugh knows how to prepare quarterbacks. You know, he's played in the elements. He's played in the weather, right? We're talking about New England. So just a hunch. I don't want my mock draft to look like everybody else's, and I'm not telling you I did it just to do it. Like, I would not be surprised if it's McCarthy anywhere, but at between 3, you know, at a bunch of different places between 3 and, I mean, God, if he was somehow there at 11, I know multiple teams are interested in trading up for him. Like, even if the Giants had their pick of May and McCarthy, like, is there somebody who can tell you with complete certainty that guy would be May? Like, and who would that person be if it's not a person employed by the Giants themselves? So I think this has the potential to be really quirky. And I find it interesting that so many mock drafts, there's so much groupthink there. And part of me is like, well, wait a minute. The evaluators are struggling more than ever themselves to pin the top five. But a bunch of people in the media absolutely know 12 or 14 of these picks because they all have the same people going to the same places. Like, is that how it's going to be? I don't know. Maybe.
Doesn't seem to be much groupthink when it comes to the other quarterbacks later in the first round, or at least that's the expectation. Knicks and Penix, some people have neither going. Some have both, like you do, to get to six. Some are picking between the two. How'd you get to six quarterbacks in the first round?
Well, to me, and I'm shocked that the number hasn't moved. Now, the value has moved, right, on the payout. But the number of quarterbacks in the first round has stayed at 4.5, which was really low to me when I first played it. And still looks really low to me now. I mean, again, when I looked yesterday, it was down to like 380 or something like that. And I've just kind of been waiting for them to move it to 5.5. I'm not sure if that happened again because I'm out of those markets. But Michael Penix, like I don't like people kept saying, again, I'll go back to my reporting in the fall. Injuries. Like that's in the past. Like all these kids have injuries. Everybody's been through something. They're playing football. All the medical rechecks, everything from the combine on, again, talking to teams who don't have a dog in the fight, they don't have a problem taking him in the first round. The production's there. He's faced elite competition. You know, the deep ball is there. He proved to be more than athletic enough. He's been cultivated. He's been in a couple different systems. He's seen some things. He's done some things. And the quarterback need is pressing. I never saw a world that he got past the Raiders at 13. I don't think that world exists. Again, I could be a total idiot, and, you know, by 10 o'clock tonight, shame on me. But I don't think that world exists. And I'll tell you this, if you're looking for a curveball at the top quarter of this draft, what about Atlanta taking him at 8? Because it wouldn't shock me if they did it. I don't care what they paid Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is coming off an Achilles, and that's a Band-Aid. They still need a long-term solution at quarterback as well. Like, somebody might – look, if somebody traded up to 3 or 4 for Penix, like, it wouldn't shock me. Like, I would get it. I would understand it. Like, there's a lot to like about this kid.
There is. I'm with you on that. I think there's going to be over on the quarterbacks in the first round. What about Latham as the first offensive lineman drafted? It looked like it was Joe Ault. There seems to be a lot of interesting stuff this morning, and the odds have shortened. How well do you know the Chargers GM from the Ravens organization? Do you have any, you know, inclination what direction he might want to go?
Well, yeah, I'm pretty familiar with his work, and
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I know, you know, what Harbaugh believes in pretty well. Make no mistake, Joe Ortiz works for Jim Harbaugh. It ain't the other way around. Everybody in that organization now works for Jim Harbaugh. I've been steadfast in saying I think the Chargers are taking a tackle from the giddy-up. Like, I've never, you know, written or talked about them taking one of these receivers. I don't care if all of them are on the board. In that scenario, which, again, I don't think exists, but maybe Arizona trades out and now they're behind them. Like, I still think they would trade down and take a tackle. I had heard Joe all along. They love the size. They love everything about him. They can kick Slater to the right side. Now, all of a sudden, there's this thing that they want Latham and they want a pure right tackle. I mean, maybe if you're studying the Harbaugh family and you're studying Joe Ortiz, you will find all kinds of paths to the Golden Domers and the Crimson Tide. So, like, those are programs that were wired into Ozzie Newsome's DNA and that have been passed down to Eric DaCosta and Joe Ortiz. We know the Harbaugh brothers are thick as thieves. Like, they share a lot of the same team-building philosophies. There's going to be a – look how many former Ravens are already with the Chargers. So there's going to be a lot of like, similarities between those franchises moving forward. So, I mean, it's coming from somewhere, and it might be legit. Like, this is not – any evaluator who I just asked, just through the course of the last 4 months, if you had your pick of any tackles, which one are you taking? Everybody told me Joe Alt. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to be the pick. So we'll see. You know, I do think the Chargers, again, have always, unless they can trade down, taking a tackle, we'll find out which one.
Jason LaConfora, Odyssey NFL Insider, with us here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM, co-host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, In the Huddle with Brian Baldinger and Carl Dukes, covering the entire NFL. Latest episode just out yesterday. Obviously talks heavy about the draft. Check it out when you get time later today. Also check out his one and only mock draft in the Washington Post. And you can hear him afternoons on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Jason, just number of offensive linemen, aside from who goes first, where they go. First round, the number's been set at about 9.5. I did notice in your mock draft, you have one of those teams that's widely being considered a team to take an O-lineman. Trade up and go for corner instead in the Steelers because they have been aggressive in recent drafts and recent off seasons. How does that shake out, especially when we get late in the first round and we're talking about teams like Kansas City, who has the final pick? They could go receiver because of the Rashee Rice question marks now, or offensive line. How many O-linemen in the first round, you think?
I think that 9.5 is really sharp. Like, I haven't played it one way or the other. I've certainly dabbled in some of those markets, but it feels like that's exactly where the sort of fulcrum's going to swing. Is I think there's absolutely positively going to be 8 and damn pretty sure there's going to be 9, but that 10th one at the back end, without knowing everybody else off the board, like, is there going to be a default to offensive linemen, or is there still going to be a cluster of them where you're feeling okay there day two, but you're worried about some other run coming somewhere else? And look, the Steelers very well could trade up for an offensive lineman. Like, I'm just, again, thinking, if you did move up that far, are you trying to get sort of the best of breed at something? And so I leaned into the idea that at 12, they take a player who Denver very well could play, take themselves, you know, Mitchell the corner, if they're stuck there. But just thought, if the offensive lineman, if there's already 4 gone, might there still could be one the Steelers love, but might they go in a different direction? Like, I honestly don't have, like, I couldn't play the under, right? They're trying to get you to play the under. Like, I can make the case for 11. You know, so I'm out on that market. I don't like the way it's priced.
With this draft, and once they landed 10, I'm talking about the Jets, it just seems so obvious. And everybody's early on, oh, that's the tackle spot. Look how this lays out. Look at the depth. They're going to get a good name there. And you mocked Bowers. There's been a lot of steam heading that way. Bowers. It's tough because we know the general manager is not really the general manager. It's the quarterback that's going to be playing for one more year. Why do you think of Bauer to the Jets?
I think that, first of all, they've had difficulty drafting offensive linemen. They have a quarterback who is going to let his thoughts be known about everything. It's all about right now. Like, I just don't think anybody there, like the word development and draft and develop, not there where everybody's trying to save their job. It's draft and play. It's draft and immediately make us better. It's draft and go to the top of our depth chart absolutely positively. Like, are they taking a left tackle who's going to beat out Tyron Smith? I don't think so. Like, I also don't think Tyron Smith's going to be there a year from now. And maybe he doesn't make it through the season, but they need him to. So I just think sometimes, like, it just makes sense. Like, sometimes it just is what it is. And sometimes it's groupthink and everybody, you know, went for the okey-doke. In this case, I just think he makes the offense better. He makes the offense more difficult to defend. And I think, you know, they would lean tight end over receiver, where they're going to have to pay a receiver here in the you know, not too distant future.
How many cornerbacks do you think go in the first round? The total is 5.5.
I would go under there. I think it's probably 5. You know, we've got the top two, Wiggins and Kool-Aid McKinstry. I think just because of some of the needs at the back end, you can make the case for a bunch of teams, you know, Arizona, Baltimore, Detroit, and the kid from Iowa. If the kid from Iowa went 16th to Seattle, I wouldn't flinch at all. Like, if they looked at him and said, we can squint and see just a smidge of, like, could this kid be half of Kyle Hamilton? If he is, we'll take him at 16. Mike McDonald, who was a part of the Ravens team that drafted Hamilton, you know, obviously now the head coach with Seattle. But, like, between Seattle, between Pittsburgh, between Philadelphia, like, I don't think that kid's there, you know, past the early 20s. So I would say, you know, 5 is probably the number.
Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfora. Don't forget to check out In the Huddle on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm sure you guys will have an episode wrapping everything up after the draft. You, Baldy, and Dukes.
Tomorrow JLC, morning.
We appreciate the time. Tomorrow morning. All right, cool. Nab it after the show. Sounds good.
Thanks,
we appreciate
guys.
It, man. Enjoy the draft tonight.
Thank you.
Great stuff from Jason, as always. Matthew Friedman coming up at the top of the hour. What's he think of the final round of mock drafts coming in from Fantasy Life? Our own mock draft. Wonder how many picks we can get through. At least the top 10, right? That coming up at 11:20 Eastern in the final hour before we get you our lightning bets. Some interesting things said by Jason there. We get back into some of our best bets for the first round of the NFL draft tonight alongside Aaron Hawksworth and Joe Ostrowski. I'm Chris Mack. We are live coast to coast on the BetQL Network, wherever you may be in the world, inside your Odyssey app. Take us with you. This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.